Hey, how's the sound? Do you have online sound? Hey, welcome everyone. I'm Gram, and we make the first WebAssembly powered game console in the world. But no spoilers, you will see it, and we go a bit through history of the game console. And fun fact, it started on the previous FOSDEM. So it started here, and now it comes here, and maybe it will inspire some of you to make your new projects with WebAssembly, and, well, we will get to it. But let's start. Do we have mic for people that I can use, that I can give audience? Okay, we will make it easier. So who knows what WebAssembly is? A trick question, right, in WebAssembly dev room. Who can say it in the mic? Okay, let's... Frank, give it a try.
It's like a JVM for the web browser, but not only the web browser, it could also run without a browser.
That's perfect. That's a very smart answer, because some people say that the worst thing about WebAssembly is the name. It's not assembly, and it's not only for web. And when I started to go into WebAssembly, all I knew, it's just web without JavaScript. That's it. But it was enough to get me hooked. Because you can take normal human programming language, compile it into binary executable, and now you have front-end without touching JavaScript. It's wonderful. But indeed, WebAssembly is much, much... Oh, I have a clicker. WebAssembly is much, much more than just that. It supports lots of programming... It has lots of features that make it applicable everywhere. It supports lots of programming languages. C, C++, Zig, Rust, Go. And the best one of them is actually C, because there are lots of interpreters in C. We have Python running in browser. We have Lua. We have operating systems. Windows 95 running in browser. We have Doom running in browser. It's amazing technology. It's universal glue that allows you to take any application and bring it anywhere. It's very, very fast. It's slower than if you would write native application in C and optimize all this. You probably cannot do good drivers in WebAssembly. But it's designed in a way to be very close to how actual processors work. It has amazing observability features. It's a virtual machine, and you know how many instructions are executed, which functions are called at any point. And you can limit, you can prevent applications going into an infinite loop. You can see what they are doing right now, how they are doing it. And this observability, it's wonderful. It's just wonderful. And I will show you examples how we use it. It has amazing security features and isolations. Isolation, you cannot... Everything that a WebAssembly application does, your environment controls it. You know which files it accesses, which functions. It cannot just get random value from anywhere. It's full control from you as environment writer. And there are lots of projects bringing it outside of just web. So the biggest initiative is WASI, WebAssembly System Interface. It describes names and signatures of functions. So how WebAssembly application works. If it needs access something from the environment, it declares list of imports. And these imports, these are names of functions it can call, and their signatures. And WASI describes the set of these functions that application can call, and environment needs to provide for application, to make fully compatible POSIX applications. So what does it mean? You can access, using WASI, you can access environment variables, files in file system, random values, and so on and so forth. Networking. And of course, again, the same applies here. The environment can provide fake values. If we have an application in WebAssembly and we want to test it, and it uses, for instance, time, we can provide it fake time. We can improve it in any point in time. And there are so many applications for it beyond that I can just make examples out of my head. We will find more and more as we explore this amazing technology. And in the previous FOSDEM, Ron, here is Ron. Say hi to Ron.
Hi, everyone.
Ron is one of the main contributors in TinyGoTeam. And TinyGo is compiler for Go for small places. So Go is pretty small language. You can read the whole specification for the language in an evening or two. And they wrote alternative compiler for Go, which allows you to write Go application and compile it into very, very small places. You will see some examples from Ron, I'm pretty sure about it, but there are applications, Go applications written with compiled with TinyGo running in keyboards, in drones. You can buy from them if you go to their stand in AW building, you can buy from Ike, the creator of TinyGo, earrings of this size that run Go on it. And last Fosdiem we asked, okay, what if we take pure Go WASM interpreter, compile it with TinyGo, and run it on embedded systems? And what we ended up with, oh, it's wrong direction. So we got Vazira, which is pure Go interpreter for WASM. I think there were already a few talks about it earlier. And we made Mechanoid, which is this framework for writing applications in Go, host applications in Go, so that you can utilize full power of web assembly. What I mean, you can make, for instance, home automation system, write it in Go, compile it with TinyGo, run it on Raspberry Pi or even something smaller like ESP32, and let people write extensions for it in any programming language using the power of WebAssembly. And Ron will show you. So in the previous conference, he was running a drone, the first drone in the world controlled by WebAssembly. And you will see more drones. I'm not that brave as Ron to get moving objects, but all his presentations include moving objects. And what we ended up with is this thing. This is the smallest game console in the world. You can see it on the screen next to every coin. And here there is a call saying hello. It doesn't look like much, but it runs WebAssembly. And this is what we did. And the next thing, and this was big moment of realization for me, that if we can run WebAssembly in the smallest game console in the world, we can run it anywhere. And the next thing, so I wanted to do something interesting. There is a framework called WASM4. It is fantasy game console. Who knows what fantasy game console is? A few people. So it started with a project called Pika8. A guy made this fantasy game console. What does it mean? Fantasy means that the game console never existed. There is just emulator for your computer for it. But it's kind of framework for making games, but it has limitations, specifically imposed limitations, to make games feel retro. So you have only a bit of RAM, you have only a bit of colors, you have specific smoke screen resolution, something like Game Boy Advance, and it's very pixely. And it caught attention of many people, many game developers. People started to make lots of fun games for it. And WASM4 is the same thing, but you can write games for it, again, in any programming language supporting WebAssembly, and they compile it into WebAssembly. So they provide their own host functions for drawing triangle, square, sprite, playing sound, you know. And it runs in browser. So this is browser environment. And what I decided to do, I decided to take Rust. So I switched from Go to Rust because I wanted, there is amazing WebAssembly interpreter, I will show it to you, for Rust. And because I wanted to save every byte of performance for the actual game. And what I ended up with, and I got WASMI. WASMI is WebAssembly interpreter for Rust, designed for constrained environments. It is designed to run on something very, very small. And what we ended up with is this. This is PyBadge. PyBadge from Adafruit, it has something like 180 kilobytes of RAM. Again, it's very small. And it runs I ran out of juice, but we have a photo. It always happens with live demos, so always have backup. This is game written for web, for WASM 4. It was never designed to run here, but since this is web assembly, and since I control the whole environment, I can run it here. And it runs just perfectly. And the next thing I say, okay, what if we take our own hardware? What if we make hardware designed for running WebAssembly? What if I not try to copy, like WASM 4 tries to mimic the API of actual game consoles of old era, like Game Boy Advance. There is lots of direct memory manipulation stuff. What if